This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Fascentino is playing that song.
Welcome to the Josie Show with artists all from all over the world. You got Tina and Alice and Tina the Squirrel. And Josie Fascentino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
And you're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, RL, and you are listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Skylar, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Yo, what's up? This is teen singer and actor Scott Izzo. I'm back to The Josie Show.
Hey, everybody. This is Laura Vina. Thanks again for listening to my girl, Josie. You're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Jay Carroll. You're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Chelsea Ray. Thank you for listening to The Josie Show.
This is Danica Holmes. Now back to The Josie Show.
What's up, guys? It's Celeste Kellogg, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
It's time again for The Josie Show. Tonight, 200th episode. Tonight, Josie welcomes basically whoever calls in. And we're not going to say who, because it's more fun when she guesses. We just love teasing her that way. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino, and we'll be here all night because we have nothing else to do and we ran out of alcohol. And now, here's your host, because we couldn't get anybody else to do it for the money we pay, Josie Pasentino.
It's Peanut the Squirrel, and I just want to wish Josie a happy 200th birthday. You look pretty damn good for someone who's 200 years old. I'm going to go put pudding in your shoes. See ya.
Okay, Aaron and Peanut both seem to, you know, just, oh my gosh, they're crazy. Excuse them. But that's hilarious. So hey everyone, welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you're joining us tonight for our 200th episode celebration, and we hope to have so many artists and listeners calling in to say hello and give us a little bit of an update on their careers. I'm kind of in the dark. I'm not supposed to know who is going to call in. That is for my producers and backstage people to know and for me to basically humiliate myself to find out. Let's see. We are live, so anything can happen. That's why we still love our live show. It's always so exciting. And right now, you're probably listening to the Josie Show live through our station, Country Blast Radio. We have that player on the Josie Show website, josieshow.com, so you could hear it there and all that fun stuff. And also countryblastradio.com. We stream the Josie Show there. So there's many platforms that you could check it out. Also, you could be listening through phone right now, or you could be listening in the archives because you're not here live tonight. So there's many different ways. But I'm just so excited. I'm so happy that we made it to 200 episodes. I think that's so surreal. It feels like just yesterday I started this. But I am
Josie.
So excited. Yes.
You have some callers. Let's get to it.
All right. Let's just jump right in.
Let's do it. Okay, so first I'm going to go ahead and bring on the line, Zoch. She's going to be a guest next week, I believe.
Yes.
So I'm very excited. Let me go ahead and turn on her mic. Hey, Zoch, you're live with Josie right now.
Zoch, hi.
Hi, Josie. How are you? Congrats.
I am doing great. I am so excited that you called in. This is an amazing surprise.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for having me on the show next week, and I'm glad I can kind of celebrate a little pre-celebration for your 200th episode.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. That is so, so awesome. I mean, we are definitely going to have you next Friday, but can you give us a little update on what you're doing to the audience?
Well, right now, besides kicking back and celebrating with you guys,
you know, just finishing up some new material, writing. We just finished writing a new song this week, so mm-hmm. it's been fun rehearsing it, you know, getting my things together for a new CD that I'm planning to record later in the year.
Awesome. That is so, so cool. I think that's amazing, and I am just beyond thrilled that you called in, took the time to do this and, you know, chat with me, and I can't wait to talk to you next Friday.
I can't wait to speak with you as well, and it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. We'll talk to you then.
Awesome. All right, talk to you soon. Congrats. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Bye. Talk to you soon. That was Zoch. Wow. This is so, so much fun.
Oh, and it doesn't end there.
Wow. Really?
Let me interrupt you again. We have an amazing songwriter on the phone and a great Josie Show friend, and I know he's a personal favorite of yours.
Yes.
So
I want to go ahead and bring on
Jason Lee Davis. He's on the line. Let's go ahead and see if I can get him on. Jason, you're live on the air with Josie.
Hello.
Hello, girls. How are y'all? Congratulations.
I'm great. Oh. Wow, this is awesome. Jason, I'm so glad that you called in.
Well, I actually thought I was calling the local pizza place, but, I mean, this will do. This is
Wrong number.
Wrong number, but still, it's cool. It's awesome. I'm so glad you got 200. Let's get about 200 to 600 more under your belt.
That sounds amazing, amazing, with hopefully more episodes that you're in. I hope you can come back on. Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah, I'd love to come back on.
Awesome, awesome. Can you give us a little bit of an update on what you've been doing lately?
Well, yeah, I've just, of course, writing every day, trying to write, and I've actually got the opportunity to write with a big-name writer. I can't name his name right off now because, you know, everything, you got to get everything tied down. But he's wrote for George Strait, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Earwood. About 10 years ago, he had his own career going. We're trying to book him for Muscle Shoals show soon, and he's actually going to come down and write Muscle Shoals with me, so I'm really, really, you know, thankful for that opportunity that he's given me.
Yeah.
And this guy's the real deal, you know, he's so it could be a great break, and if not, it's going to be a great opportunity just to write a song with a great, great songwriter.
Definitely. Well, I'm excited for you, and I'm excited to, you know, hear the songs that you're going to put out. And all that
Thank you.
Stuff. I'm a fan.
Thank you very much. I love the fact that I gave you the line that time to write a song with me, and you ended up writing it. That Don't Make Me Lie. You wrote the whole song. It's done. So you have a song now with me.
Bam.
So don't forget
I know.
About that
I'm
one
so
either.
Excited. I'm so excited about it, too. That's amazing. I cannot wait to do it with you. Yeah.
Well, it's awesome that you've got 200 shows. I mean, I love it. And it sounds like you're rocking.
Thank you. Absolutely. And I can't wait to do the song with you. And I am just so honored that you called. Yeah.
I love the intro today, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Alan.
I couldn't have done it any better.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my gosh. You are amazing as always. And, I mean, we're going to talk, you know, back on Facebook, so it's all good. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. We love you, girls.
We love you, too. Thank you so much.
We love you, too.
As my producer screams. Oh, that's funny. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome. You're awesome.
Bye. You're awesome. Oh, my gosh. I think this is awesome. I think I've said it like 80 times already.
All right. Well,
awesome.
Don't stop now because we are on a roll. We want to make sure we get all the callers in, plus all the other good stuff we've got planned tonight. So I have got an amazing Josie Show and Country Black listener on the line.
Yeah?
I believe she's even won some contests in the past. She's awesome. Yeah. Her name is Lisa, and I'm going to go ahead and put her on. I won't say her last name just in case she doesn't want anybody to know, but I'll put her on.
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, you're on the line. With Josie.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Josie. How are you?
Oh.
Can you hear me, Josie?
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. I just wanted to call and tell you congratulations on your 200th episode. And, of course, I'm just a listener, but I've enjoyed all the goodies I've won from you and all the country music and all that you play on your radio station. And I think you're fabulous, and I'm like that guy just said, I like that little introductory song.
Thank you so much for listening, and I mean, I have to thank you so much for just listening. I think you are incredible for listening to the show and sticking with me, and you got to win some fun goodies. I mean, awesome.
Yes, I've enjoyed them. Well, listen, I hope that y'all have a fabulous Friday, and again, congratulations on your 200th episode, and I hope to listen to some more.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lisa. I'll talk to you soon. I mean, I've seen you on Facebook, so we'll chat as well, so we're good.
All right. I enjoy y'all, guys, and I'll talk to you later.
We enjoy you, too. Thank you so much, Lisa, for calling in. All right. Bye. Bye. Ah, oh, that's awesome. All right. You're on a web social networking site.
Hey, Joe. It's Peanut.
Peanut. Hey, Peanut. What's up?
Hey, did you get the present I sent you for your 200th birthday?
Yeah, 200th birthday. It's not 200 years. Let's get that straight now. That would be awesome, though. But, yes, I did. The computers were amazing. And thank you so much for giving me. Love it. Oh, it's funny. It's funny, too. It even says Peanut's laptop. And you can't get any more clear than that.
That's right. All right. We have got another caller. So let me interrupt you here. We've got Don Caldwell on the line. And let me go ahead and get his mic on here. Bear with me one second. Hi, Don. You're on the line with Josie.
Hey, Josie. Hey, how are you?
Great.
I just wanted to tell you congratulations on your 200th, not birthday, your 200th show. Okay, I understand. And I'm waiting on Wesley. We're going to go. I got to meet Wesley Dennis today for the first time, so we're waiting to go out for a little while, and he's going to sing some tonight, and then we have our big show tomorrow. So I just wanted to give you a call, and before I get to I'm going to have a few beverages tonight, you know, tea and soda and some of that other stuff, you know. So I just wanted to call and tell you. So I wanted to call and tell you congratulations, and you do a great job, and I love listening to the show and helping you as much as I can. You know, getting to know these people is very nice. All these artists, people just think of them as just singers, but they're really, really nice people. So I just just call and tell you, and I've met you, and those are the biggest, that is the best meatballs and spaghetti I've ever had in my life. You guys tried to spoil me. You tried to make me move in with you, okay?
That is an Italian birthday right there, I tell you.
Oh, my God.
But it was so great. And I have to thank you so much because you do so much for the show. I mean, you get us such great, great, amazing, talented guests. And you do it just kind of, you know, the goodness of your heart, and you're just, I think you're incredible. And please, can you tell us a little bit about, can you tell us time tomorrow's show? Can you give us the deets about that for people who want to come?
Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of real good singers and players. First of all, we got Wesley Dennis. He used to tour with Alan Jackson in 1995. And Wesley's been on your show before, and he's done shows with George Jones and Merle Haggard. And if you really love the classic country, then Wesley's the ticket. I mean, he just drove up from Montgomery, Alabama yesterday he started. And our second singer, we have Mike Seiler out of Nashville. And you met Mike at the show in Taylorville. And then we have Brad Howard coming from Nashville. And then we have Rudy Bain out here in Pena. And then we'll have Jimmy Harris. Now, you know Jimmy Harris. Jimmy Harris was going to come and play fiddle. And so we'll have fiddle, steel, bass, drums, lead. We're going to have 4 to 4.5 hours of music. And it's $10 to get in, all. I just promote country music and get it moving and let people come out and have fun. Everybody shouldn't have to pay 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 bucks to go see a show. You don't have to go broke to go see music. You should be able to go and enjoy yourself and be able to afford to go. So that's what we're trying to do with the music. So, you know, I see people that say, I don't want to drive 2 hours south to see the show, but they want to go see a show in Peoria for $90. So I'm like, wow, $90 times 4. You know, plus, you know, parking, soda, whatever you want to buy, you're going to be paying more. So you're paying $300-$400 and you could get away a lot cheaper. And everybody thinks just because somebody's playing at the Civic Center, they're that much better than somebody playing at a Legion or a Sportsman Club or someplace like that. Well, if they would come and see some of these shows, they would understand the only thing different is the fame. That's all it is. It's the people that have made it the fame. I could get four or five guys off my group to do a show, and I wouldn't tell people who was singing, and if they listened to it, they would love it. You know, it's just good music is all over. It's all over in every country too. The people from Norway and everywhere can sing. So it's alive and well, and I love country. So, and I love your show. So I wanted to call and tell you. I just want to thank you for letting me talk about the show, but I mainly wanted to call and tell you thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Don. Okay. And we'll chat with you very soon, okay?
Okay, we'll talk to you later. And in a little while, if I can get a hold of Brian and Wesley, I might have them give you a call, give you a yell.
All right. That sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
Right. You take
care.
Bye. Hey, and when's the next meatballs?
You have to
tell your mom to invite me for that next time. So I'm gonna have to come up and have dinner with you guys.
Sounds good.
For about eight or ten weeks.
I love it. That was hilarious.
Right, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much, Don.
Bye.
Bye. Take care. Awesome. Really quick, I just want to give a little shout out. Debbie Kelly is in the chat room, and she's not feeling well. So I hope you feel better, girl.
Aww,
I'll chat with you soon.
Sweet.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? We have some more callers on the line.
Yes.
We've got somebody on the line that you haven't met yet, Josie.
Oh.
He works with Michael Stover, who you know very well.
Uh-huh.
So we've got some plans that we're going to work on to get him on the show, but he wanted to say hey to you. His name is Jiggly Jones, so let me go ahead and turn his mic on. Jiggly Jones, you're on the line with Josie.
Hello. Okay, thanks, Tina. Hey, Josie, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Michael told me to give you a call and congratulate you. That's pretty awesome. 200 shows, that's unbelievable.
Thank
so I figured
you.
I'd do that, sitting here trying to fight through the noise my kids are making, but
I'm here. Thank you so much. It's an honor that you took the time to call in, and I'm excited to work with you next. I mean, they're working on some behind the scenes, but that'd be awesome.
I'm sure Michael's a pretty busy guy, so I'm sure he's got something in the works there. But that's great. So are you counting this one as the 200th one, or is this 201?
This is actually the 200th, right there, 200th. Isn't that crazy?
So you're talking 100 more Fridays and you'll have 300? Is that the deal?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
100 more Fridays. That'd be like 2 years then, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I hope so. We definitely will. We're going to keep going.
Good.
Keep rocking.
Well, it sounds like you're on a roll, and it sounds like a lot of people are calling, so you're going to have a busy night.
Oh, yeah. But before we let you go and you have to go, but can you please just give us your website for people to check out all of your stuff?
Sure. It's easy. It's jigglyjones.com, and Jiggly is spelled J-I-G-G-L-E-Y, Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Jiggly, just for everybody that wants to know, is a nickname I've had for like 15 years, so... I figured it was more exciting to use that name than my name Brian, which is my real name, and it's sort of boring. So
we like it. That's awesome.
Like
yes, thank you so much for calling in and taking the time to chat with me. That's amazing.
And I wish you 200 more shows. So
thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks
yes,
for having
and
me.
We'll definitely talk with you soon. No doubt about that. Awesome.
Thank you, Josie.
Awesome. Thank
Take
you
care.
So much, Jiggly Jones. Take care.
Right. Thank you.
Bye. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye. Oh, awesome. Getting to meet new people.
You're having all kinds of fun.
I'm in heaven. Like, this is what I love. I love meeting new people, talking to people, having fun. Just, you know, let's do this.
It is fun. Well, before we go ahead and we continue on, let's just say hey to a couple more people here that joined the chat room.
Ooh.
We have Reba Fan Forever in there. Debbie Kelly, as you mentioned.
Hey.
and our friend Andrew.
Hey,
so,
Andrew.
They're also in the chat room besides listening. You can do both, or you could do one or the other or whatever. But so we wanted to give them a little bit of a shout-out. They're here all the time, and we enjoy having them here visiting with us. Reba Fan 4 Forever has, I think, literally been with us since episode one. So we love you. Extra love and hugs to her. And we do have another caller, another couple callers, actually. We've got two people on the line here, Josie, so
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and put them through. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We have from CME, Melissa and Ty on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and turn on their mics. Melissa and Ty, you guys are live with Josie.
Listen, Ty, hi.
Hi, Josie.
Hi, Josie.
Hi. How are you both doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I'm like on cloud nine right now. For real.
Congratulations.
So cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
A lot of hard work is definitely paying off. You're doing big things, girl. We're so proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you so much for just, you know, taking the time to call in. I think that's just incredible. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Good job for you for getting to the 200. That's what we're proud about. Congratulations.
Thank you. 200. It's still very surreal, but I'm hoping to do 100, 200, 300 more.
Oh, you got it.
Yes, let's do that. That is awesome. Wow. So are you guys working on anything new? I know you guys work with CME, and we love Malia. Anything new in the works that you guys
Absolutely.
Are doing? Yeah.
We're still, you know, working with the campaign with We Are Hope with Sheila Ray Charles and definitely
yeah.
getting the word out there about, you know, bringing positivity and hope and, you know, the different things, the positive things back to, you know, our world and our society. So you can definitely check us out. Our website's up. We got www.goconsciousamerica.com. You can check us out
mm-hmm.
there for more information about the We Are Hope project. You can check us out on Facebook. Conscious Music Entertainment is where we're at. So, I mean, there's a lot of good things in the pipelines, and you'll definitely see more to come.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so awesome. Everyone, please, please, please check out the website for sure. And Melissa and Ty, thank you both so much for taking the time out of your day and calling in. Thank
no
you
problem.
So much.
Congratulations again.
Congratulations, Josie.
Thank you so much. And we'll chat with you guys real soon.
Well, from what I hear, we're going to be working on something together as well.
Exactly. I'm just so thrilled. I'm just so honored. That's amazing. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. It'll be so much fun.
Well,
yeah.
Congratulations, Josie. We don't want to take up all your
time. Oh, thank you so much. I am so thankful for both of you. Thank you so much for calling in, and we'll talk with you real soon, okay?
All
right. Okay.
Have a great one.
All right. Awesome. Bye, Melissa. Bye, Ty.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's awesome. I am just giggling so
hey,
much,
Josie.
And I think I'm overusing the word awesome because I'm just so excited. Yes?
Hey, Josie, do you realize another, like, 54 episodes and you'll have more episodes than Conan O'Brien had on a Tonight Show?
What? You're kidding. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, he only hosted 254 episodes.
Wow, really? See, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it just because I'm having so much fun with these wonderful people. That's what I do it for. And it is just
think,
I'm
Paul,
having
only 200
a blast.
Episodes ago, you were sitting on a toilet interviewing Katie Cook.
Well, you know what? We're actually gonna get to that right now because before Josie throws some more announcements on there, she doesn't really know. But
no,
I've
no.
got a little sheet here in front of me where I'm gonna go ahead and quiz her a little bit in between calls and stuff tonight. It's kind of a do you remember that episode thing. We're gonna put her to the test because you know she just takes it and runs with it. But we'll see how good her memory is over the last 4 years. So,
now I'm scared.
First. Do you remember who your first show guest was?
Oh, Katie Cook.
4 years ago. That's right.
Katie Cook
was your first official show guest.
Yes.
And if anybody wants to hear little Josie at 14 years old talking to Katie Cook, she even got Katie Cook to sing, which was awesome.
I was going to sing too in that one.
You know what? She has an amazing voice, I have to say.
She really does.
Yeah. She was wonderful. So if anybody wants to hear that,
Katie Cook wasn't the only guest on that show. There was a surprise guest, a comedian.
Oh, you know, there was a surprise guest. Well, we'll leave that out for now. People have to go and listen to find out who it was.
Exactly.
So if you go to our archives and you go to season one, the very first show, showing Katie Cook's picture on it, just click the button and you can actually still hear that show in our archives and find out who the special comedian was that showed up. But it was great. It was absolutely great. Now, let me ask you this. I think we've already alluded to this, but where did you start your first episode of The Josie Show?
Repeat the question.
Focus, girl. Focus.
I am. Hold
Where
on.
Did you start your first episode of The Josie Show?
The bathroom.
That's right.
I had to think that over. I'm like, what does that mean?
It was the only place where we had the best acoustics and whatnot inside the house. It was awesome. So she actually started The Josie Show, as you guys have heard, I'm sure, before. But
yes.
If you're new listeners, you haven't heard. We actually started in the bathroom. It took us about a year to get out of the bathroom and get into a real office. But
That's really sad.
Yeah.
It's because the acoustics were amazing.
They were.
Because the acoustics were amazing, and that was the only good phone that we had, which was in there, you know, so... I'm just like, well, you got to do what you got to do. So I wanted to do this. I was so persistent. I was determined. I really love doing this. So I'm like, I don't care if it's in the bathroom or on the roof. I got this.
All right, well, I'm going to have you go to announcements for a few seconds because the switchboard is lighting up again.
Ooh.
Let me see who's there. You go ahead and do announcements, and I will find out who's on the line for us, okay?
Sounds amazing.
All right, then we'll get back to these fun questions.
Yes. So speaking of episodes here on The Josie Show, if you check out the archives where we mentioned, you know, my first episode with Katie Cook to all of my most recent episodes here, which is very neatly arranged now by season, by the way. Thank you to Alan. You could visit our archives on josieshow.com, or you could visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show and our Josie Show special edition episodes. We're also rebroadcasted on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, located at www.fcnr.net. So you can hear a rebroadcast of all of our live shows there as well. If you're not able to be here live with us, you could hear it, you know, on Wednesdays on Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio. Or you can listen to it on our archives, and, you know, it's everywhere. Don't worry. You'll be able to hear it. And also, our episodes of The Josie Show, of course, but we also have 12 special edition episodes up now. You can check those out by going to the same website, josieshow.com, and clicking on the special editions tab. And you can check our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price Tribute Show, our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Missy, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, and Sheila Ray Charles. With many, 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 many more to come.
Let me interrupt you. We've got another caller.
Okay.
Yes, and we have got on the phone, you haven't talked to him in a little while, but I know you've talked to him several times.
Yes, okay.
Another one of your favorites. We've got Mr. Doug Briney on the phone, so I'm going to go ahead and turn on his mic. Hey, Doug, you're live with Josie right now.
Doug, hi.
Hey, how are you, Josie?
I am great. How are you?
Well, we're doing all right. I just wanted to call in and wish you continued success and congratulate you on your 200th show.
Thank you so much. I am so honored that you took the time to call me today. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. I was glad to do it. I was just telling Tina that we just made the move from Anchorage, Alaska, and we just moved down to Nashville. So we've been here about 2.5 weeks in Nashville, and so we just made the moves.
That's amazing. You know, Nashville is Nashville. It's amazing. It's so beautiful. And I, to be honest, I'm a little jealous because I wish I could move down there. It's so beautiful.
It really is. It's really pretty. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot warmer and more humid than I'm used to. But we're adjusting and getting things done. So. We're excited about it and see what's going to happen and, hoping that the music will continue to go real well and take off.
Exactly. And, you know, all of the people that are listening to our combo right now, I know they're wondering what your website is. So can you give us, you know, your websites or Facebook, all that
sure.
fun stuff?
Sure. The easiest way to get to my website is dougbriney.com, dougbriney. And I'm excited. We just DougBriney.com and the links to Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, everything else is up there. And I'm excited. I'll get back with you here shortly. Just finished recording my next project with Tate Records, and it's due to be released here pretty quick. And so as soon as that's released, we'll get with you and make sure that you get a copy of it.
I would love that. I think that's incredible. And, we really need to have a update with you, like a full update show with you on the Josie Show coming up soon. That would be incredible. I would love that.
we'll figure it out. We'll get Michael and Tina to work together, and we'll all get it figured out and get it on the calendar, because I'd love to do it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so, so much for taking the time, and we'll chat with you real soon.
All right, Josie, you have a great night, and again, continued success, and great job on getting everything done.
Oh, thank you so, so much. Thank you so much, Doug Briney, everyone. You're awesome. Woo! Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, Josie. Have a great night.
Bye-bye. You too. Oh, love it, love it, love it. Oh, my gosh. I am literally on cloud 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Are you having fun?
And all the alphabets, yes.
Okay. All right, so here's the deal. We're going to try something, and we're going to hope that it works out well. Because, sometimes when you try things, you never know. But we have got a phone number to call somebody very special tonight. And we're going to pray that it works, because we're just going to go ahead and dial them in. They're actually having a very special night all of their own. But they were so kind to go ahead and allow us to call for just a minute. So we're going to do that. I am actually plugging in a number. So let's say a prayer.
We don't reach somebody else.
I don't know that they know that they're going to be live as soon as we get on the line, so we'll announce that quickly. So, hence our live show. All right, I'm going to dial.
We're just calling ourselves.
We'll see what happens.
Mad as in our own hands.
We'll announce we're live really quick. Oh, this is so much fun. We love dialing out. Well, we may leave a message. I don't know. We'll see.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tina with the Josie Show, and we were looking to reach Sheila Ray Charles tonight. We are live, FYI.
at the what show?
We're at the Josie Show. Yes, this is Tina and Josie. She gave us a number and said that she might be available for like 1 or 2 minutes, so we wanted to call and say hello.
Okay, just 1 second, please.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So we love calling.
I'm just glad we got
it. It's so much fun.
So nerve-wracking, though.
It is. That's why we don't do it too often. Just on special occasions.
Very special occasions.
That's right. So, anyways, we'll chat amongst ourselves while we're waiting for Sheila, see if she becomes available.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Hi, baby sister Josie. How are you?
Hi, Sheila. Hello. I'm great.
How are you, Angel?
I'm doing amazing. How are you? I hope we didn't disturb you.
Well, I am sitting here with one of music's most legendary guitarists, Mr. Fred Stewart, from Sly and the Family Stone, and we are just working out what God is bringing us together to do. And I just want everybody to say hi, Fred.
Hi. Hello.
This is Pastor Fred Stewart.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing just great.
Oh, that's amazing.
We are having so much fun, and these are the type of things that God is doing in my life and people that he's bringing me around. And, I'm just getting so excited. I'm in the presence of musical royalty, and I'm in awe right now. But I'm so glad to be on the show today. I love you. It's your 200th show, and I'm telling you what, baby girl, you are amazing.
Thank you so much. You're amazing. And I think that I seen on Facebook that you said you were going to meet someone, and I'm just like, so cool.
Yes, we are here, and it is wonderful. It's so beautiful. It's our, you know, third anniversary. So my husband's like, okay, we've been in a meeting all day. Now it's time to go play. I'm like, okay, honey. So we are. Is my other sister on the line with us, Miss Malia?
Malia is not on the line with us tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we should have, though.
Well, I just thank you for including me. And please, Miss Josie, you know, honey, I'm getting excited about, you know, the song that we'll be doing together. I'm really excited about what the Lord has for us in that journey and in that project. And I just can't wait to see you and put my arms around you.
Me too. I am beyond excited and honored to do this. You have no idea.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much. So, I think I had a few minutes, so I've got to go wrap this up. But hello, everyone. Please keep supporting my baby sister in her endeavors and listening to this awesome show. And get ready, world, for this incredible duet that we'll be doing together. So keep that in mind. We're going to do some incredible music for the world. So we love you. I love you, Josie, and I look forward to being back on soon. Okay.
Happy anniversary to you and Tony, and we'll talk with you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Love it. I'm glad that worked. I'm glad we didn't scare anybody.
Okay.
To be honest,
So, special surprise.
Yes.
She certainly let everybody know that we very soon will be working with Miss Sheila Rae Charles.
And can I just tell you
together.
How, like, beyond excited I am? Because she is just so incredible and inspiration to me and a lot of other people. And just being able to basically be in the same room is, like, surreal. Like, I can't even wrap my mind around it.
You heard it here on the Josie Show first.
Yeah. I feel so bad for scaring her.
Josie, Tina, when are we going to have some of the birthday cake?
Birthday cake.
Josie Show birthday cake.
That does sound good. Unfortunately, we don't have birthday cake right now. I wish we did.
We
wish
so
we did.
Totally need one.
Yeah.
How do you turn 200 years old and not have a cake?
Yeah, I know. It is kind of awful, isn't it? We'll go buy something special tonight. I'm sure we've got a big evening planned later. So
I'm holding you to that.
Yeah, I know.
Josie's
going to
eat 200
sure.
cheesy balls.
Yeah, we're going to have 200 candles. Won't that be fun? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. All right, so we do have some people who were not able to make it tonight, but they did leave us a message. So let's go ahead and play one of these messages that we got.
Really quick.
Dear, dear friend. Yeah.
Really quick, I just want to mention that Brenda Best said that approximately 15 minutes, 7:45, that she was going to call in. And she's actually going to be performing, so we have to get her on quick.
Oh, you know what? Okay, that's great. Well, I'm going to put on this thing, and there's somebody lit up on the chat room or on
exactly.
the line, so let me see who that is.
All right.
Let's go ahead and play this really quick. Here we go.
Woo-hoo. Hey, Josie. This is Becky Brown. I wanted to tell you congrats on your 200th episode of The Josie Show. Great show, and you are doing an awesome job. You have such talented and great artists on there. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait to hear more of your shows. Again, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so, so much. I am just so honored that, you know, I think this is just incredible for me because I'm just so honored that, you know, everyone took the time to, you know, take my call to Sheila's case because she's really busy running around. And also all of you wonderful, wonderful, amazing people that took the time out of your day to call me is like, I like no words to express. So thank you so much. Becky, thank you just so, so much. And that was so sweet.
Yeah,
oh my
that
gosh.
Was Becky Brown. She's
Becky
absolutely
Brown.
Wonderful. And whoever
she
was
is.
That was holding on the switchboard, when I picked you up, you hung up at the same time. So call back when you can, and I'll go ahead and I'll be looking for your number, and I'll get you on right away. Before we go ahead and play the next message, though, I have a couple more questions to throw in the middle here for you.
Okay.
All right, and then we'll go ahead and get on to our next thing, and I'll keep my eye on the switchboard, so whoever called in, if you call back, I'll get you right away.
Exactly.
Okay, so now, at the beginning, within season one, I believe it was, how many members of the Singing Bee did you have on during our first season?
Ten? Oh, my God. Can I cheat?
no cheating. I'll take the computer away from you.
Oh, gosh. Okay, let me wait a minute. So, Bobby Tomlin, Steve Dorr. Steve Dorr. Scotty Cormos. Tony Love. Four?
No, close. You had five, unless I miscounted. I might have miscounted. Steve Dorff, Tony Love, Storm Lee, Bobby Tomlin, and Scotty Cormos. Some of them we've had on more than once.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I can, you know what, you know these counts of the names is difficult.
You didn't do bad, though. You did pretty good.
See?
I had to look that one up. You did pretty good. You covered just about everybody from the Singing Bee. That's awesome and rocking.
Singing Bee on CMT, we should say.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. I got to have a lot of those guys on. They were so much fun to talk to.
Yeah, we look forward to having some of them back, too. That'd be awesome. Okay, so another question. Let's see if we can...
Wait, guys. I have a question for Josie.
Okay.
I'm scared now.
Who was your first musical guest that you sang a duet with of SpongeBob SquarePants theme?
Emma Jacobs!
That's right.
I always remember that because we haven't done that in so long, and I remember just yesterday thinking that I could sing.
Who was your first musical guest that you sang a duet with of the Barney theme?
Oh, Lord. Chelsea Ray? No.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I just got that one.
She didn't know the words to SpongeBob.
I was thinking of all my cool cats that would do that with me. Sing that with me.
Oh, cool.
All my cool cats.
And one more question. Which big name guest challenged you to a pogo stick race?
Oh, you know, I know that one. Celeste Kellogg, which, by the way, Celeste,
okay,
we need to do that.
Again.
That's awesome. Yes, I'm actually very surprised at myself. 200 episodes, I'm pretty good with the names and everything. I mean, you know, I'm getting good at it. I really am. I'm pretty surprised at myself that I'm able to remember all of that. But how can I forget? I mean, I've had so many amazing guests over the years and through 200 episodes that, I mean, it's kind of hard to forget everybody's name because I love all of you that just take the time to come on the show for, you know, 30 minutes or a half hour. I mean, 30, half hour, a half hour or an hour or, you know, 2 hours sometimes if we have a crazy busy show. So, I mean, it's just... I have so much fun doing it. I mean, what could I say? So I wonder if it's my producer.
Oh, you know
my
what?
Producer.
Yes, I'm
okay.
Back. I went back to the switchboard because, you know, I don't like to miss anybody.
Exactly.
So, big surprise. We've got a wonderful caller on the phone.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and put him on. We have got on the phone the legendary Mr. Sonny Foster.
Sonny Foster. Hello.
Hello, Sonny. You're live on the air with Josie.
Hi, Josie. How are you doing, girl?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. For somebody my age, I'm doing fine.
You're awesome. I am so honored that you took the time out of your day to call in. That is so cool.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I almost forgot, and then I was sitting there playing on Facebook, and I saw you were posting things. I said, oh, my gosh. I need to call in, talk to Josie, and tell her how great she is, and she's doing a great job.
Thank you so much. Yeah, there's been a lot of posts, you know, with that Facebook. You can't miss it.
That's true.
Awesome. Yes. Can you, do you have anything new that you're doing that you could share with all of our wonderful listeners out there? What's been up with you?
Yeah, just as a matter of fact, this is not in the country line, but this Saturday night I've got the great group called the Marshall Tucker Band in Houston, in Cypress, Texas, but the big country show is August the 31st and September the 1st in Jasper, Texas.
with Little Texas, the legendary Little Texas. I'm sure you remember them guys. And then Tracy Lawrence will be September the 1st. And there's a lot of other supporting acts, but that's going to be the two main headliners. We're doing this for, to be honest with you, it's a benefit for the Lake Hospice in the Jasper area.
Yeah.
Hospice as well is right up there in the top deal where I really like to work with those people because they're a great, you know, charity. And
right.
Tickets, we set the tickets, and tickets are just, I mean, you know, $20 and $30 for a six-act named artist. And
yeah,
so
exactly.
I don't think anybody can beat that. And
mm-hmm.
so we're doing that. And I've got another special that I'm working on, and that caller will probably, the guy that I've been talking to you about trying to get to call in, the stuttering guy.
The legend, Mel
yes,
Phyllis,
sir,
right?
The legend will be, that's him. I'm doing a concert with him on November the 1st, and I think we're going to get around to dialing your number. Mail's been so busy, I just hadn't had a chance to, you know, get it all worked out. But I'm working on it for you along with other great artists. And
wow.
You're just going to have to forgive me, sweetie, because I've just been so busy. But
we understand
it's
that.
It's all going to work out. But I've got some great artists lined up for your interview because I've told them about you. And they said, hey, you know, they want to be on your show. They said they respect what you're doing, and at your age, you don't find many. You just don't find any out there like you. That's you know, that's just setting the airways on fire.
Right.
And and I think you're doing an awesome job.
Thank you so much, and I have to thank you so much. I'm so honored that you help us out and get these wonderful acts that I look up to. You know, so I can talk to them and meet them. I think that is just incredible all in itself, and thank you so much. I am a fan of you there, Mr. Sonny Foster. That's incredible.
Well, I appreciate it. And
yes.
You can tell anybody, your listeners, that needs a promotion company or a booking agent to bring these major acts in, they can go to my website. I put a plug in for that. It's netexproductions.com. That's netexproductions.com. And I have another one, too. It's called greatconcerts.net. And I try to keep everything posted on that, too.
Perfect. Perfect. Check it out, everybody. Check both of the websites out so you can check out what Sonny Foster's doing and what's going on in his world and all that fun stuff. And thank you so, so much for chatting with me, taking the time. It's awesome.
Well, I'm glad you let me call in, and I appreciate it. And you have a great time, and congratulations on your show. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so, so much. And we'll chat with you very, very soon.
Well, that's
thank
good.
You so much.
Call me anytime
yes.
you want to.
Thank you so, so much. You are incredible.
Good luck to
and
you.
Thank you. Oh, thank
good
you so
luck
much.
To you and Tina and the whole show, okay?
Thank you so much. You too. Talk with you real soon, all right?
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Bye. Sonny Foster, everybody. Wow. I'm so thrilled to death getting to talk to all these amazing people. It continues.
It continues.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. And we have got one of your most dearest friends and an amazing artist on the phone.
Yes.
She always steps out back to talk to her.
I love her so much.
Absolutely.
My girl, Brenda, right?
That's right. Brenda, let's go ahead and get her on. Brenda, you're live with Josie.
Brenda.
All right. Hey, listen, we've got to start with this. Josie Pasantino, queen of the Josie Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm over here, you know,
good evening. Oh, girl, how are you? I hope I said your name right now. How you been?
You did it. You did amazing. I am just so glad that you called in. We still actually play your intro in the beginning of our shows. Let's get it on. You know that.
Yeah.
I know. Listen, I'd have tuned in, but I'm actually in the middle of a show right now, and I stepped away for just a couple minutes to say hello and congratulations all the way from here in Nashville. I'm so proud of you, Josie. You're amazing, and you've been a great host. 200 episodes is amazing, so congratulations.
Thank you so, so much. And we definitely, when you're free, we have to have you back on the show, for sure.
I'd really love it, because I've got a lot going on, and I was going to maybe say a few things about that I've been nominated for the Nashville Independent Music Awards again this year, and I need people to vote. We've got up to the 20th of August to cast a vote for Brenda Best in the country category, and people can find that either at my website at brendabest.net, or they could go to nemadigital.com and cast a vote. There's every genre of music, and I'm thrilled to be among some of the greatest in Nashville, Tennessee, that are nominated for this. And the ceremony is August the 31st, and the public is invited. They just got to get their tickets at nemadigital.com. So, yeah, and then they can maybe vote for me while they're checking that out.
Vote, vote. NIMA, right? NIMADigital.com, right? I want to make sure
NIMA,
I got that right.
No, it's called NEMA, for Nashville Independent Music Awards, digital.com.
Oh, gotcha. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
I messed
NEMA
that one
Digital.
Up.
Yeah, not a NEMA, not an enema, but I love when you laugh. So I love making you laugh. Anyway, all is good. And I certainly, we hope that you'll be paying a visit to Nashville sometime. Are you?
We are, indeed. We're going to actually be there in November because we're going to the CMA Awards. So I'm definitely going to be there.
Oh, good, good. I can't wait to see you when you drop by and you come to town. Your record is sounding fantastic too, Josie. I've been listening to you online. I downloaded your song. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Oh, thank you so, so much, Brenda. We love you here, and I know you have to get back to performing with your beautiful music, but I am so honored you took
thank
the time
you.
To talk. Yes.
Well, thank you. And say hi to all the crew there with you in the studio and to all the fans and people out there. Hello, hello, everybody, and have a wonderful weekend. Josie, it's been a pleasure. I've got to run. I love you, girl. Take care.
Love you, too. It's been a pleasure indeed. Bye, Brenda. Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, Brenda, Josie.
Bye, everyone. Yes.
Out of all your guests, and there's been a lot, who talked about wardrobe malfunctions, which one particular guest who's actually present with us tonight, so there's your clue, prompted a church lady to boycott our show?
Well, would that be my girl Debbie Kelly? That's hilarious. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. That was so funny because it shows the real of my guest. I mean, people, you know, see artists out there, you know, looking perfect, being perfect on there, you know, whatever, you know, all that fun stuff. But, you know, people like to see the raw, what goes on really backstage and all
the,
that
the
other fun
I
stuff.
The way I look
sometimes.
At it, and this is just my opinion, not anyone else's, but if these church people are okay with these priests molesting little boys, then a nipple slipping out of a shirt is no big deal when it's an accident.
Ellen. At that note.
That note, wrong thing to say on the show. We don't want to talk about any of that bad
Very
stuff.
Wrong thing there, Ellen.
yeah, we're going to get into Ellen again.
We're going to get another call.
Yeah, we shall be deleting that part.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on with our next question now. Okay. Now. I lost my focus. All right, who did you have on the show in season 2 that, let's see, that this past year was on The Voice and did an amazing job?
We had her on when she was brand new, and then she ended up on The Voice this past year.
All right. Hold
Do you
on.
Remember? This is radio, no dead air.
Nicole Johnson.
That's right. Nicole Johnson. She did an awesome job. Congrats to her.
Oh, yes, she did.
Okay. So who is the only guest that came on in season two that has ever had to come on twice in one night to cover as many of her fans on the phone lines with more than 200 lines lit up the second the show went live?
Oh, I know that one.
Oh, I was just going to ask that one.
Yep, Nicole Anderson from Disney. She actually came back twice in the same night.
Yeah, she
tried to get on as many fans as possible.
Yeah, but it was
Guest who was on with her?
Danica Holmes.
Yeah, Danica Holmes, absolutely, and she was phenomenal.
Oh yes, it was awesome. I mean,
it was awesome.
The switchboard lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, she was very kind to do that.
She spent
part of her night with us, so she was actually great with all of her fans. All right, so do you remember what show had the most guests in one night?
That was probably an anniversary show of some sort.
Yeah, it was
right?
One of our last anniversary shows.
Cool.
We lost count at 27 guests.
Not bad.
Yeah, I think that was the show where we never finished the opening dialogue. We still got to finish that.
We never finished the opening dialogue that night.
Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious.
What happened to Josie the night she was supposed to interview a 12-year-old, but Tina had to start the show for 20 minutes?
I did. Josie doesn't miss a show unless there's something major going on.
I don't.
There was something major going on all the way up and down the hallway.
Yeah, I was sick. I was really sick that day. My wonderful producer, Tina, had to step in just for a little bit, and then I'm like, okay, I'll just do it. It was so much going on.
You heard
so
me
I went
the
back.
Interview, and you came running out of that.
I went back, throwing up and all. I'm just like, let's do this thing.
We just have one of those moments.
Be
strong.
I got this.
What can you do?
Exactly. Here's a good one.
This will stump a lot of people. What episode did Tina almost have to call fire rescue?
I don't remember what episode it was, but I do remember I got stuck to a chair. That's why.
It was really something to behold, that's for sure. All right, so another question, and then we're going to play another message that you received I wanted you to hear.
Okay.
Now, we have done a few live broadcasts of concerts, performances. Who was the guest that had the largest listening audience for a live, on-location performance broadcast show?
Oh, I know that one, Andrew Corcoran, because we have actually an interview with him.
With their group?
I talked about it. Shadow Play.
Shadow Play.
I have seen a number pop up on my switchboard.
That is kind of a fun number.
That's a very fun number.
And I'm going to go back to the screening and
see
who's on the line.
All right, so we're going to get your call there on the switchboard. I just found you. But I want to mention here, just while we're doing all that, all the screening fun, remember, everybody, we have a 24/7 licensed radio station called Country Blast Radio, and we can be heard at countryblastradio.com or facebook.com/countryblastradio on Live 365. All you have to do is search Country Blast Radio to find us. We're also on Roku and TiVo and your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free Live 365 app.
Let's see if you remember this one.
Yes.
There was only one guest who was actually a musical group, a trio, that you got to sing SpongeBob as a harmony in three parts.
All right. Oh, my gosh. I don't even remember that.
What was that? I missed that one.
Oh,
a musical group. It was a brother and his two sisters who sang a trio version of SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ivies.
Oh, yeah. I'm good. Okay, you know what? The Christmas tree switchboard is lighting up here, so we're going to...
Yeah, you have another one that popped up.
Let me go ahead.
said, give me one second, because, you know, I'm an expert at the switchboard.
It's so funny. I can see the switchboard, and all it shows is, like, numbers and stuff, so
yeah.
I don't know who
numbers
is calling. Green,
flashing,
that's great.
Christmas
that's
tree.
Great. Oh, another one.
Okay.
Becky,
right,
number.
Let's not make me panic.
All right. That's so cool.
Let me go ahead and put on a guest for you to talk to.
Okay.
We have who we call your Uncle Luigi. He's not really your uncle, but we pretend.
I know who this is.
His name is White Panther. Let me go ahead and get him on. Hello, Luigi. You're live on the air with
Josie. Uncle Luigi, hi.
How are you doing, Josie girl?
I'm doing great. Everyone, White Panther, everybody. I'm doing great. How are you?
Just awesome. Just awesome. Congratulations on your 200th show.
Oh, thank you so, so much. I am beyond excited that I made it 200 episodes. I mean, that's insane, insanity.
More power to you, girl. Everybody loves what you're doing, so just keep on doing it.
Oh, I will. And I'm so happy that you took the time to call in. I think that's so cool.
Well, with the way work has been the last few weeks, I'm surprised they gave me 30 seconds to get on the phone, but you know, I wouldn't have missed this for anything. Just glad to be here.
Oh, thank you so, so much. We definitely, when you have more time, we need to have you back on the show for an update or something, or, you know, something.
Well, darling,
that would be really cool.
We're all set for next month. We're all set for next
awesome.
Month. So you can keep it as long as you want.
Perfect. You're amazing. Thank you so, so much for taking the time. Now get back to work. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Love ya. Bye. White Panther, everyone. Bye. Awesome. I'm having so much fun here.
All right.
Well,
the fun continues.
Okay.
All right. We have actually got Wesley Dennis on the line.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and turn on his mic. Bear with me one second here. Wesley, right. You're live on the line with Josie.
Hello.
Hey, Josie. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Very well. It's been a little while since I talked to you.
Oh, I know. It has been a while, and I'm just so happy that you called in. You took the time to call in, and I think that is incredible. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. I always appreciate you, hon.
Oh, thank you so much. What's been going on with you? Got some updates.
We got some deals. We're actually working on, got a deal we're working on in Nashville that I can't really talk about right now, but I'm actually in Pena, Illinois right now. With Don Caldwell, we're doing a benefit thing for his mom tomorrow at the Sportsman Lodge here in Pena, and I think it starts at like 4:00. So we're looking forward to that. We're gonna have a good time.
Oh yeah! You're definitely gonna have a good time. You're gonna be performing with a lot of other great, singers out there. So I mean, it's gonna be a great night. If any of you guys are, you know, in Illinois, please make sure you check out these great, great songwriters, Wesley Dennis, at the show. That'd be awesome.
Thank you. We appreciate that, hon. Thank you. We're gonna have a good time. I guarantee you.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I am just, I'm so, so happy. I'm like on cloud nine right now. And I just thank you so, so much. And we'll chat with you very, very soon.
Sounds great, honey. You take care, okay? Appreciate you.
All right. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Wesley Dennis.
Okay, hon.
Bye.
Bye-bye,
thank you. Bye-bye. Awesome. Oh, this is so much fun. I'm just enjoying every second of this, I'm telling you.
That was so nice. And, you know, Wesley Dennis's music on Country Blast Radio is always doing so amazing.
He's always doing great. I know.
We have got another caller on the line.
We do.
Yes.
All right.
Of course, everybody's your favorite. I keep saying that. But we talk to him often. We're playing his music on Country Blast Radio now.
Yeah.
He's a very good show friend, Sean Downs. Let me go ahead and turn on his mic.
Yeah.
Hi, Sean. You're live with Josie.
Hello.
Hey, Josie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I told you I'd call in if I could.
I'm glad you did. Thank you so, so much.
Hey, congratulations on your 200th episode.
Thank you so, so much. 200, and hopefully I'm going for more. That would be good. Thank you so, so much.
I was getting ready to head out in just a few minutes to go hang out with some friends of mine, but like I said, I told you if I could call in, I would.
We really, really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you very soon. We don't want to keep you, but thank you so, so much, and we'll chat with you very, very soon, Sean. Thank you.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much. Have fun.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Sean Downs. Wow. This is cray-cray. I'm talking to all of my people here.
Yeah, make sure you
fun.
Go on the station and take a listen to his music. He's got some great music. Go to his page on Facebook. Just type in Sean Downs, and you'll find him in the search bar. He always is putting out amazing music. So go there and check it out so that you can see everything that he has going on. And
his trivia. Exactly. How many episodes did you forget to unmute your mic and we just sat there listening to dead air for 10 minutes?
Probably like 4 or 5, 6 tops.
It actually only happened 3 times.
It only happened 3 times?
That's it?
I should have gave myself more credit. I should have gave myself
one time
credit.
Doesn't
okay.
count
okay.
because you it wasn't your mic that was muted. You were playing Donkey Kong.
That happens sometimes.
You can't count that,
Exactly. Uncheck. That's hilarious.
All right.
Any more questions? Come on.
I'll have a bunch more here for you, but right now we have got a message from one of our VIP members I wanted to play for you. This is Mr. Larry Massey. Let's go ahead and get that on.
Yeah, hey, listen, Larry Massey. Hey, listen, I just want to give a shout-out to Josie and the Country Blast Radio Extravaganza. But there's always something going on. What an exciting time in country music. We need more people like Josie and her mom, Tina, to promote the singer-songwriter. They do a wonderful job. They put their whole heart into this operation that they do on a daily basis. They put a lot of effort. And as entertainers, our hats off to you, Josie, and your mom, and all that work behind the scenes to make you such a great production each and every time you're on the radio. Listen, this is Larry Massey. I just want to say thanks for all you do, and God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, Larry Massey. I think you are incredible. I know you might be listening in on the archives maybe afterwards, so I'm just going to say this right now, like if just like if you're here with me now. Thank you so, so much for listening to all that fun stuff and being a VIP member, and you're incredible. And you're right, it is kind of an effort, but, I mean, I get to talk to amazing people like you. So, like, I mean...
Awesome.
It's a win-win. Exactly.
It's a win-win.
Exactly.
All right. So we've got a bunch more still to come. We've got some music. We've got, a special dedication. I've got a special story for you too. So.
All right. I want to hear more questions from your thing there,
I'm
give producer.
You a couple more of my questions because I worked hard on this.
Yeah, so we better get to them then.
Oh, that's it. All right. So what show, either the Josie Show or your Josie Show Special Edition episode, guest had the most listeners in one night of any show that we've done in the last 4 years?
Oh my gosh, I don't think I know. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Aaron Tippin.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Aaron Tippin, absolutely.
I'm getting all of these right. See, I'm not getting any wrong.
You got them all right.
Because I'm amazing.
That's right. Special thanks to Don for setting that up, by the way. It was awesome.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, now, who was the first artist you interviewed in person? Your very first one in person.
Justin, right?
Jason Clutter.
Oh, yeah, Jason Clutter. All right. But
live.
We had live, too.
We did. I don't know who came first, but yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
So Jason Clutter,
put them both down there. Okay.
Really? Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, put them down.
Yeah, it was awesome. All right.
Okay, I have a question that everybody wants to know the answer to.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Since the first episode, how much longer is your hair?
That's a funny question right there. But it's a very good question for my position. I My hair, maybe, I don't know, what would you say?
It's long. We just had it trimmed, otherwise she started sitting on it, so that'll tell you about how long it is.
We had a little trim, but it's still good. What would you say?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's a good, 18 inches or more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of up to, like, it goes all the way down to my... stomach, my arm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's long.
It grew a lot. Okay. So, between the Josie Show and Josie Show Special Edition episodes, do you know how many interviews that you have done?
Oh, my God. Really? Really?
Do you want me just to tell you?
So, basically, I just got to guess a number. I would say, well, I know it was 400-something because we've mentioned that before, that I did over 400-something interviews. But I don't know the exact.
415.
Wow.
How
many individual guests has she had?
That's how many, yeah.
Yeah, 400 individual guests. That's crazy.
Well, no, the actual interviews would be higher because the interviews would count when the same guest is on different times.
Right.
That's true.
I don't know, so take it down.
So basically for interviews, she's up around 700.
Woo, okay, well, that's it. If we include all the shows and segments that you have done on other stations, included into your show, do you know how many interviews you've done? Approximately.
With all the shows that you've done
over the years.
Counting the ones that I did with the other shows that I've been on? Oh, my.
Yes. Do you know?
Oh, my.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you.
Okay, I would say 460-something. I know it's a lot. Like, I mean, I had 400. I know it has to be about 400-ish.
Enough struggling. I actually lost count. At 540. 540 interviews, whether it be in person, via phone, via Skype. Whatever. So 540, and I was like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed.
Wow. That is crazy. Yes. Mm-hmm. Crazy. So I've talked to a lot of great talents out there over the years. I mean, I'm proud.
And the one thing that's
that.
So amazing about not just talking to a bunch of people, the one thing that's so amazing is that you've created a bond, I believe, with probably each and every one of these people, because I see you on a daily basis talking to just about everybody. So so you have kept up with them. You've brought them back. You've met a bunch of them.
I got a good question. Josie's going to get stumped on this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, the Josie Show wasn't always called the Josie Show. Originally, it was Your Time with Josie.
Right.
How did the original theme song go?
Oh, goodness.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Did we have the theme song?
Oh, this is your time with Josie.
I don't know. Do you know how it went, Alan?
Yeah, well, she's kind of got it.
Yeah.
I would think she wrote it and sang it, she'd remember it.
This is your time with Josie. You can find us every Friday right here.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Hey! Anything like that.
I don't know if that was in there.
I mean, I don't know if that
you're
like
so
that.
Funny. All right, so
it's all good. It's something like that.
True Josie Show fashion, as you normally say, it's time for some fun questions.
All right.
The tables do turn.
I'm being repaid back.
You are getting paid back, girl.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, well, what is the most embarrassing thing you have done during an interview or on several interviews?
How can I count? Well...
Yeah.
I've had a lot of interesting ones from stuttering with a guest and making them very uncomfortable. Like the very awkwardness of it all, because I would be nervous before an interview and I would just be like, it's very nice to meet you. Like I would be so nervous. So that was kind of embarrassing.
Well, how about all the times they had a very thick accent and you didn't know what the heck they were saying?
I mean, no, actually, I do really, really good with that. I'm really good with the accents. I love all the accents that were on the show. I think the problem also would be, on the phone, it's so hard to hear people sometimes that you don't, you know, exactly know what you're saying, and you're kind of, it's so embarrassing having to say, can you repeat that?
Yeah, we don't
know
if
that's so embarrassing.
But also, especially when we do international.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
but of course, the embarrassing, you know, not being able to unmute myself. There's the stutter right there. Tying myself in the chair. I mean, there's been a lot.
I don't think you've ever fell off the chair. We can work on that.
My first.
Here's a trivia question for Tina. What is the most common obstacle you have to leap over to get from your chair to Josie during the show?
My husband, Vito.
Yep.
He generally will lay himself down and listen to the show.
I'm not even
going to
ask why he's laying on the floor under the desk.
I don't know. There's perfectly good couches and stuff everywhere. But no, right there, and then we generally do the hurdle. And a couple times I've almost missed, and he's taken a kick, and I've landed on the floor. So.
I'm so confused right now. Okay, next question.
It's been a little bit interesting. Okay.
I'm having so much fun.
I know you get pumped up prior to all of your interviews.
Yes.
Is there one that stands out in your mind that you were just so nervous for that you could barely calm down?
Wait, so the guest I was more nervous about?
Who was the guest that you were most nervous to talk to that
it's
got to
be Peanut the Squirrel.
The whole interview you weren't able to calm down.
That was actually, that's very easy. I was a little bit nervous talking to Mr. Ray Price, because, I mean, do I need to say any more?
Yeah.
I mean, he's Mr. Ray Price. But it was such a great interview, and he kind of, he is so calming that he kind of put me back, and I'm just like, you know, it's all good, you know? So I calmed down right away, but for sure, when I knew I was going to do an interview that day, I was a little nervous. I mean, he's a legend, Mr. Ray Price, people. But yeah, it went so great, though, and you could hear it on the archive, special editions.
Okay, I got a good one.
And his wife is wonderful.
Right.
And you can hear him on Country Blast Radio, too. His music plays there also.
True.
Mm-hmm. I got a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not counting anyone who's already been on the show, who would you most want to interview on a Josie show, aside from Ahmed the Dead Terrorist?
You stole it. I have that
question.
Okay,
wait, what? What was the question?
Okay, if you could interview anyone in the world, who would
it
be?
Other than Ahmed the Terrorist.
Oh,
and I think I know your answer, and I think it's going to surprise everybody.
It's not who I originally
thought it was. Go ahead.
It better not be Justin Bieber.
It's actually going to surprise a lot of you, but I like all sorts of genres of music. I mean, I like country, I like gospel, I love R&B, hip-hop. I mean, I love everything. I love Americana, rock. I just love everything.
So basically, you want to interview Snoop Lion.
No.
Well, listen.
That would be cool.
Oh, that would be cool, though. I really do want to interview the group Mary Mary. I don't know if you guys heard of them, but I love Mary Mary.
Well, yeah, they're named after a monkey
Erica Campbell. Listen, Erica Campbell, listen.
I think they kind of split and went solo, right? Or one of them solo.
I believe so. Erica Campbell and Tina Campbell and their sisters, of course, Mary Mary. And they are a gospel group, and they are incredible. If you search on YouTube, Mary Mary, I want them so bad to be on the show. It's not even funny. But also, I would love to interview, like, Miranda Lambert. I would love to interview, just so many.
Did I hear you say Lee Price? I'm sorry. Did I hear you say Lee Price? Is that what I heard?
Oh, I happen to know that Josie secretly wants to interview Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, I'd love to have Larry
Cable Guy
on. He's awesome. Okay, we'll see what we can do. Now, here we go. Listener comments, let's talk about that. Go back in your mind and think about one show where you got a ton of listener comments that stands out in your mind for one particular show, which I think just made your heart all full and sweet and wonderful.
Debbie Kelly's wardrobe malfunction.
You,
no, but that was the most entertaining, I think. She's so funny. We love her.
We do.
They were all very nice comments.
Yeah, well, I definitely have to say right the first day, any artist could tell you that the first time playing your music is so scary because you don't know how people are going to take it.
Yeah.
So the first time you know, the first time that I played Teenage Girl, my debut single, this was my, I'm radio show host. I mean, this was the first time I ever did anything like this. So I was very out of my comfort zone, but I did love it.
Yeah.
And so the first time I played it on the Josie show, you know, I was so nervous, but I had so many flooding of amazing, amazing comments from people, you know, telling me, you know, that they loved the song or it meant something for them or it made them smile or they loved my voice or, you know, all that. I mean, that made me...
Josie, are you sure they just weren't mixing it up with Peanut the Squirrel's Teenage Squirrel?
No, they were not.
This was before Teenage Squirrel was made.
Yes. But...
It was
a great night, though.
It was a really good night for you because I know that, obviously, sitting here watching you, I know how nervous you were to let that thing just fly on the air for the first time. It is nerve-wracking. I can't imagine what artists go through when they do that for the very first time. But so that was awesome, and it was so great of all the listeners to show as much support as they did. That was amazing. So, yes, a special thank you.
Okay, here's a really tough question for Josie.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the gifts you've gotten from guests, listeners, or even your show's crew, which is the best gift?
Of course.
I'm thinking the bank.
The bank that you gave me, and also I have to say the cowbells were like a highlight.
but the bank keeps giving, especially when your father doesn't know how to open it to get his money back.
Oh, my God. Also, a fan sent me, didn't they send me, like, a perfume or something of that nature?
All kinds of stuff.
And that was amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And just, I mean, you know, things like that was
incredible. I can't even go back
and
remember all of that. But you know what we want to do now really quick here?
Uh-huh.
Because we don't want the whole night to get by from us because we've only got about 40 minutes left. But we have got, this is really great, actually, and I wanted to kind of get to this. We have got a wonderful gentleman. His name is Savon Bell. And he has amazing artists that he works with, and he sends them to our way all the time, you know, like many people do. And we've talked to some really amazing people from him. The first lady we had on tonight, Zoch, we will talk to her next week. She actually works with Savon. But we've got an awesome story. But first what I want to do is just play. Savon left you a message, Josie, and I wanted to go ahead and play that. And then I've got a little story, too, behind this that I want to share with everybody, and a great song, actually. So let's go ahead and put this on really quick for you to hear.
Look out, Oprah. Here comes Josie. Hey, Josie, this is Savon B. I was calling on a special occasion to let you know that I love what you're doing and to keep those great shows coming. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't that sweet?
That was so
sweet. Move over, Oprah.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Oh, that's so funny. So
that's
let me
so
tell
sweet.
You this awesome story from Savon. So he sent over a song to us that he had written. It's called Pretty Stranger. And he actually has somebody by the name of Jimmy Dunn who sings it for him. And we've recently added it to Country Blast Radio. Now, for people that don't know, Jimmy, the singer of this song, is in the Marines. And he was supposed to be coming home, but I hear things have changed, and he's being shipped out overseas again. We did try to get a connection with him to maybe even get a recording from him today, but we weren't able to get that to happen to record. So... but we did want to say that he is so excited.
Hey, Dana, you just reminded me of something.
What?
name the artist and the song that was recently written about Josie.
I don't know. We'll get to that there in just a second.
It's from a VIP member.
Oh, well, I don't know what it's written about, but it certainly was a suggestion. Tim Garman wrote a song called Chicago Country Girl because we did ask for people to send in songs that kind of represent the fact that, you know, country girls come from more place than just the Deep South. So,
yeah, it was
you know,
it was a suggestion. He ran with it.
He ran with it. We thank everybody very much for, you know, all of their songs about, you know, flying out of the Georgia waters, et cetera. I'm sure that's delightful. However, some of us do go slushing through the snow with a cowboy hat on. So we appreciate him
recognizing that. But anyways, I want to get back to my story here. So Jimmy found out today that this song is getting played on radio. I think it may be the first time he might have had a song come to radio. So because of everything he's going through and serving our country and whatnot, you know, we wanted to play his song tonight. Again, written by Savon Bell and sung by Jimmy Dunn. We think it's great, and we're so excited to be able to do this for him. And hopefully his family is listening. And, you know, we wish him all the best, and we want him to stay safe, and we want him to get home as soon as possible. So let's go ahead and put this on right now. Here we go.
I haven't seen you in this bar before. I had my eyes on you since you walked through the door. I have this feeling about you that I can't explain. You have a set of eyes that can set fire to flame. You have a smile that belongs in a picture frame. I know a woman like you can't be tamed. Baby, let's start things slow. Pretty stranger, can you tell me your name? Hey. You don't have to worry about your heart being broken around me. Hey, pretty stranger, your secrets are safe with me. Hey. Misery enjoys your company. Tonight you can feel safe around me. Pretty stranger, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty stranger, I'm not like other guys. I know you've been hurt. Let me wipe the tears from your eyes. You belong with the angels in the sky. Pretty stranger, don't let love pass you by tonight. You don't have to cry. You won't be alone, I'll be here by your side. Pretty stranger, yeah, I'll be here by your side. Hey, pretty stranger, you don't have to worry about your heart being broken around me. Hey, pretty stranger, your secrets are safe with me. Hey, pretty stranger, misery enjoys company. Tonight you can feel safe around me. Pretty stranger, yeah, yeah. Pretty stranger, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty, pretty stranger, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty stranger.
Beautiful, amazing, amazingly written by our friend Savon.
And Jimmy has
an
amazing
voice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just, first time I heard it, I just absolutely fell in love with it. So, thank you.
And I
want to
thank him so much.
Yeah,
I want to thank him so much for his service. I mean, you know, for, you know, just everything that he does for us. And I think he is incredible, and I need him on the show, man. I need to talk to him.
We'll try and get him.
He's incredible
when
he's available.
We'll try and get him back home safely, hopefully.
Yes,
and,
please.
We'll work to get him on the show. I'll talk to Savannah and see what we could do to make that happen. But I'm glad to know that at least tonight, wherever he is, you know, he knows that his song is getting played. So that
and that he is loved.
He is definitely loved. There's no doubt about that. No
yes,
doubt about that at all.
Wow.
So, you know, before we, I don't want to get too far off and get cut off, but, you know, we had talked about the group Shadow Play, lead singer Andrew Corkery. Did have some time to join us earlier today because he is in Illinois today and tomorrow. And so he did stop by and chat for just a minute. So I want to go ahead and we want to play that tonight since he had the largest listening base for all live performances that we have aired live here on the Josie Show. I did want to go ahead and share with you a little bit about what he's up to. So take a listen, hear Shadow Play, and hopefully we'll have some time to play a couple of his songs as well. So let's go ahead and get to that right now.
Yes.
Here's Andrew Corkery.
Beautiful.
All right. We have with us Andrew Corkery from Shadow Play. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm excited to get an update from you because it's been a while since we've talked last. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a whirlwind thus far.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I think the last time that we've seen you was when we were doing a live broadcast from your performance in Illinois, which,
yes.
By the way, people don't know that since it is our 200th episode show, I do want to mention this, but that was the most listened to live performance on the Josie Show for 4 years. I mean, that's crazy.
That's wild. I love it. I'm so honored to have that title. That's awesome.
I know. It's wild, but well-deserved. I mean, you guys performed amazing that night and, I mean, continue to put on great performances. So you deserve.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really glad you guys enjoyed the performance. And,
yeah.
You know, we're looking forward to being out on the road now again and doing some more shows. So it's fun, you know. It's a lot of work and it's challenging sometimes, but it's fun.
Exactly. Before we talk a little bit more about that, because I know you got, you know, a tour going and some other stuff going on, but first I want to start out here by, you know, reminding everyone who all the members are that make up Shadow Play and the roles you all play in the group. Can you let us know all the names?
Yeah. It's me, Andrew Corkery. I'm the lead singer of the band. I'm lead singer and just I go crazy when we play live and, you know, I jump around and do all kinds of fun stuff. And then you got Dan Holden on guitar and backup vocals, lead guitar. And then Ed Flynn on guitar and bass, depending on the song. And then John Sellers on the bass, on the keyboard and the guitar, depending on the song. We switch between Ed and him a lot between songs. Just because different songs have different vibes and stuff like that. And then we have Kyle Duckworth on the drums. So that's the five of us right there.
That's awesome. And, you know, I have to say, though, you know, speaking about everyone in the band, I've seen, you know, on Facebook, on your Facebook page, you have a ton of, you know, amazing action shots. Like you said, you're always, you know, doing something. It's always fun and upbeat. And, you know, they're the most amazing action shots I've ever seen during performances. And in these pictures, guys, you could see how hard they work and, you know, when they're making great music for all of us to enjoy. But can you give everyone the links to where you could find that Facebook page in case people want to see those performance shots?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of performances lately. This whole month we've been doing, like, we have, like 16 or 17 shows in, like, 20 days or something like that. So it's kind of, like, just straight wildness, basically. But, yeah, people can check out all the shots of pictures of us from the performances on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ShadowPlayRockAndRoll. So check it out on there. And got a bunch of pictures we posted. We got a bunch of press photos, too. We just did a photo shoot about 2 months ago for all our new press photography and all that kind of stuff. So those came out really cool. A guy named Reggie did those, and he's just an amazing photographer and love his work, so it's definitely really cool to work with him, and you know, looking forward to getting out and playing some more shows and doing more stuff, you know.
That's Oh, cool. Keep going. I love it. I love it. And, you know, yeah, Facebook, the one-stop shop for all that fun stuff, and you can see all that. And, you know, a lot of bands, and I want to know, you know, what is the magic that keeps, you know, the whole band together? I mean, because you've been together playing for a while now. How do you keep that? Because, you know, a lot of bands are, you know, separating or things happen within the group. How do you guys keep together like that? It's awesome.
It's a struggle sometimes, you know what I mean? You just gotta, you all gotta, you know, fight through it and realize that you're not fighting against each other. You're really, you know, fighting together to help progress the band forward. So mm-hmm. it's really try to be as open as possible with everyone, have open communication with everyone in the group. And you gotta, at the end of the day, you gotta really love what you're doing. You gotta really love what you're, you know, what you're playing, what the music's about, mm-hmm. you know, all the people you're involved in. So, like, you know, we've been fortunate thus far, and, you know, that's how it's kind of worked, but it's a, you know, in independent music world, it's a grind out there, so.
Yeah.
You know. But you just got to keep working at it and, you know, just learn, try to learn from your mistakes as well as possible and, mm-hmm. you know, just use them to propel you forward, basically, and just try to give you experience. And, I mean, we've had, like, all kinds of countless stories of, like, ridiculous travesties, you know, that have happened to, like, the group at certain shows or, like, certain
right.
things, you know what I mean, that have set us back, but you just kind of look at it and be like, hey, there's another day, you know, coming around the end, so
yeah.
you got to get through this day and, you know, just be as effective and efficient as possible and, you know, just understand that some circumstances are beyond your control, too, you know.
Exactly. When you're live, anything can pretty much happen.
Right, so. Yeah. It's like there's so many variables involved, and you just need, like, one little thing to go out, and then just, like, it's just basically the little bug that one could chew or whatever, you know, if you ever read that book, it's kind of like that.
Right.
So you just have to understand that kind of stuff happens sometimes, and you just, you know, whether it happens a lot to you or not, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So you got to roll with the good times and roll with the bad, too, so.
Exactly, and move forward and just keep doing, you know, what you enjoy to do. And, you know, you're continuing your performing. You're, I believe you guys are on your summer 2013 tour and in Illinois the next couple of nights. Can you tell
yeah.
us a little bit about your tour and then let everyone know, you know, that's listening in Illinois, you know, where they can see it tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow actually is when we'll be playing our first show. We just found out because the fuel pump in our car took a nosedive, so we had to get it replaced. So, unfortunately, the show we had scheduled for tonight, we couldn't play. But it's, you know,
right.
that circumstance is beyond your control thing. But
yeah.
tomorrow we'll be playing at Baba Brew, which is in, I believe, Chesterville, Illinois. I'm sorry. Crest, Illinois, which is, like, outside of Chicago. All the dates are online on our website, shadowplayrockandroll.com. All the information's on there. But if you just look up Baba Brew in Illinois, and then you'll find it on there. And the show starts at, like, 9, and we go on sometime between, like, 11 and 12. So if you want to come check it out, and if you're under 21, just bring, like, a parent or someone with you, and then, you know, you can get into the club and then pay at the door, the cover. I think it's, like, $5 if you're under 21 and $3 if you're – if you're under 21, because, like, people who are under 21 can't drink, so
yeah,
get
right.
more money. So, but, yeah, so we have a bunch of shows coming up, and then we're playing in Rolla, Missouri, doing St. Louis, at the Gramophone in St. Louis, Missouri. We're playing an open mic featured set there at the Gramophone, and then the night after that, we'll be playing at the Cubby Bear in Chicago, doing an open mic set as well there. And then after that, we'll be doing show in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Whammy Bar on the 21st. And then we're playing in Fort Wayne on the 22nd. The 23rd will be in Michigan at New York, New York, which is probably about 30 miles away from Detroit. And then we'll be at the Ritz on the 24th. So.
You're all over the place. You're all over the
yeah.
map there.
And then we're going back to Jersey, playing 3 shows, and then coming back out to do 2 more shows in the Midwest. And then we're going to take a little break for writing and writing our music, and I'm going to be working in London, too. So I'm going to kind of be all over the map in the next 3 weeks or so. I'm about to lose my mind over here.
Yeah, I hear you.
I hear you. Wow, those are a lot of dates. And like you said, you can go to the website and just, you know, just go there so you can see all the dates that are coming by you, or if you want to make a trip out of it, they're worth it. You just make a trip out of it and just go and have fun and listen to great music, listen to Shadow Play. And I know that you have some wonderful music out there. Can you tell us a little bit where we can find your music to purchase and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, you can actually check it out at shadowplayrockandroll.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually stream our music for free on there. And then we have our music for sale up on iTunes and Amazon.com, as well as this new musical distribution service called monkeybars.net, which basically allows people to, you know, buy music just like iTunes or anything like that. But when they share it with their friends online on social media, it routes in that sharing code, like ID, and every single person that buys our music off of the link that you share, you get paid $3 for it. So we'll get paid, you know, it's $8 for the album, and then we'll get the $5, and then you'll get $3 for helping it get out to some new people. So it's kind of like rewarding people. Yeah, it's interesting. It's a new platform, and we're kind of excited about it, and we've been using that for a while, and pretty soon the full record will be up on iTunes and streaming on Spotify and stuff like that. But you can stream the whole record on our website, as well as our new single, Sandy Eyes, too.
Wow, that is beyond awesome. A lot of cool things that you are doing. And, and another song here that I wanted to mention is To Benefit Those Affected by Hurricane Sandy. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I know you're going to be working on that soon.
Yeah, the song is actually out, and you can stream it online on our website for free. And you can actually watch the music video. It's on youtube.com/shadowplayrockandroll. And then we got, like, all kinds of, like, you know, music that we're working on, too, and trying to get, like, another record out by the, you know, by next summer sometime. But for the single, we'll have it available on iTunes and all that stuff probably for the next month or so. And all the funds raised from the sales of that song online will go directly towards the Hurricane Sandy Relief Fund. So it's just, we're all from New Jersey, and luckily none of us were drastically affected by the storm or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still something that affected, like, a lot of people in our area and, like, set a lot of people back. And, you know, there's still, like, a vast amount of people who, vastly, like, large amount of people who are still dealing with the aftermath and situation of Hurricane Sandy, even though, like, the major media really isn't covering it as much anymore just because it's been a while. But there's still some people who need some help out there. So we're trying to, you know, get the word out about our music and really help some people out in the process. And really, to us, that's really what music is kind of about. Like, it's, you know, music is great and it connects people, but I feel like music is even better once you connect it to some sort of cause and you know, really use it for the betterment of society as a whole and help others affected by it.
Yes. I think that's amazing. I love those type of things where you make a song for a benefit, and then, you know, not only do you get to get the song and enjoy it, but you're also helping give back to those who, you know, are affected by the cause that you're doing. And I think that's amazing. It's kind of a win-win for a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really what we tried to set up. Like, you know, of course we want to get our music out there and have more people hear it and stuff like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, if we can do that and help some people out in the process, you know, like, it's kind of like a win-win. And, you know, we really, really like the song and happy with the way it turned out. I mean, we produced it with our producer, Ted Richardson, at Cedar Street Studios in Philadelphia. And really worked pretty hard on the song, you know, like just trying to experiment with different textures and tones and, you know, vocal lines and harmonies and stuff like that. So it was a real growing experience for the band, I think, musically, and you know, definitely as a bonding experience too. And our goal really with the song was, a lot of our other music is sometimes, like, complex and stuff like that, and has, like, intricate, like, little parts, and you know, isn't exactly like the most, like, I guess, like, easy listening stuff occasionally. So our goal was to really make a song that was really catchy and people could get really into, but also remained true to, like, the Shadow Play identity of having, like, lots of, like, intricate little pieces like within the song and having it like transition in different ways and having just every time you listen to the song, like a little new piece of the song like comes out and you hear like a new line or something like that. So that way it kind of is like still that kind of complex feel. It's just that was really like the challenge. So I think we it came out, you know, better than we expected. So we're really glad with the way the song sounds and hope people enjoy it. You know, we'll be playing it on our tour too. So but you can check it out on the website, shadowplayrockandroll.com.
Check it out. I know everyone's going to love it. I think everything that you do is incredible, the band. I think you guys are so, so awesome. And, you know, before we go, though, you know, is there anything else that you would want to let the audience know? Anything, you know, any other news or updates? What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, really, just at this point, we're just trying to get our car fixed and, you know, get back on the road for the show tomorrow. You know, sometimes these things happen, you know, when you're touring in a band and there's lots of parts in a vehicle and there's lots of equipment in a car. So,
yeah.
So it's just kind of like one of those things where you really don't have any control over it. So we're just trying to get through this little rough patch and we're looking forward to getting on the road and doing the rest of the tour. And, you know, apologize for not being able to play tonight at the show we were doing in Illinois, but we're, you know, we hope people that can understand the difficulties of the situation, as it were, and, you know, we're definitely looking forward to getting out and playing some more shows starting tomorrow night in Illinois. As soon as we get this car up and rolling, we'll be back on the road and rocking out once more.
Love it, love it. Yeah, definitely. We know how that all, you know, goes with the whole car thing, so it's totally understandable, and, you know, they still love you and are going to play music, great music for all of you, so don't you worry. When that gets all fixed, then I know you guys are going to be out back rocking and rolling, so we know how that is. But
thank you.
We think you guys are just incredible, and please say hello to the rest of the band, and I would love to see you guys perform again next time. We definitely have to go back and check you guys out.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And, you know, if you guys are free tomorrow night, come out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should be fun.
That
would
be fun.
Yeah, the information's on the site. And if you guys want to come too, that's awesome. We can talk more there, maybe chat with the rest of the band too if you like, and can give you some, you know, free CDs and whatnot, and hang out and have a good time.
Sounds great. We'll definitely try, because I definitely want to. So we are definitely going to try to make it out there. We'll take pictures and all that fun stuff for sure.
Awesome.
So, yes, awesome. So Andrew Corkery, everyone from Shadow Play, thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on and chatting with me.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I love it. I had so much fun getting the chance to talk to Andrew Corkery again from Shadow Play, and I just had a blast. Now let's play a little bit of his music, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit, and then maybe we can close up the show with Teenage Girl, my song, maybe.
Yeah.
So let's do it right now. Let's play some of Andrew's songs from Shadow Play. Here's Shadow Play.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
First song is going to be Sandy Eyes. Here we go.
There's a haze in the sky, and all I know is human nature. As I walk down this pier of forgotten memories, I can still vaguely hear the wheels of diversity. And now the storm has passed, we find it hard to believe that we can rebuild this past, rebuild this ocean city. From our eyes, the Lord won't be.
Thanks again so much to all of my wonderful callers tonight, and also for taking the time, Andrew Corkery, for doing an interview with me, a little catch-up thing, which was amazing, and I got to play his music. So before we get to our VIPs and close up the show, we're running out of time, but I do want to say we are going to play another song of Shadow Plays on the next show because we are running out of time. So yeah, we'll definitely play it. But next week, our guests are Zoch, who actually called in. She's like the first guest, so that was really, really cool. So we're going to have her on. Also, we have Sean Bryan, Bobby G. Rice, and Miss J. So we have four guests. So busy us. We have four great, great guests next week. So on Josie's show. So it's amazing. And now I kind of want to do a little pass of the hot potato, the mic.
Hot potato mic.
Ooh, I like that.
All right. So a couple of things here as far as announcements. To check out our VIPs, go to josieshow.com. Up at the top, click on the VIP membership tab. The first thing you'll see is how, if you are an artist, you can sign up and become a VIP member and take advantage of a full year of benefits. So just go ahead and check that out. It takes only 1 second to sign up. If you're interested, we can give you some additional radio-type exposure. That'd be wonderful. Also, if you scroll down, you will also find our current VIP members. We've got Tim Garman, Vince Anthony, Wayne Jacobs, and I don't want to forget anybody, and Larry Massey. I think that's everybody. So what you can do is if right underneath their picture, you will find their website links. Just go ahead and click on that, and then you can go to each of their websites, and you can check out all the great music and touring and wonderful things that they have going on. They always have something new happening. And then you can also go to Facebook and type in their name in the search bar and check them out. They are awesome with talking to everybody that sends them a message. So make sure that you go ahead and check them out. I also want to mention that upcoming performance here, actually I want to say in November, it is Tammy Carlisle and Jimmy Harris. They will be at a Winsboro Wild West Days in Winsboro, Texas. It'll be Saturday, November 16th at the Pavilion at the City Park. The time will be from 6 to 10 p.m. We'll give you more announcements on that as it comes closer, but I did want to go ahead and share that with you guys. They sent it over to us. They're both Josie Show former guests. I also wanted to say, Josie, you received a beautiful message from Mr. Tim Garman. who was our very first VIP member.
Cool.
He wanted to thank you for all the help that we've given him as far as, you know, playing his music and such. And he wished you a happy 200th episode. We did have a recording. However, it's got a heavy background in it. We couldn't get our player to play it. But he did call in, and he did want to wish you a happy 200th episode. So we send special thanks to Tim Garman for that.
I know how those techie difficulties are. Thank you so much, Tim. For leaving that great, great message for me. And I'm sorry we didn't get to play it, but thank you so, so much.
Yes, and I have it on Media Player, so I'll be able to play it on there for you so that you'll be able to hear it. But we just wanted to thank him on air for that, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Now, did you have anything else before we go ahead and put your song on? I think we need to say thank you to everybody.
Yes, I want to thank all of you so, so much for taking the time to celebrate my 200th episode celebration with me, and all of you wonderful fans out there who called in, all of you wonderful past guests, current guests, the new guests, and of course Alan, you know, who helped us put this all together. I thank all of you so much and keeps us running, Alan. That's true. You know, just thank you all so much. It made this so special for me. And
I want to thank Planters for making all those good peanuts.
Well, there you go. You have to have your priorities, definitely. But, yeah, I thank you all so much. We're running out of time here. But before we go, I just want to say a big, another big, big thank you. And I can't wait for my guests next Friday on the show, Zoe, Sean, Bryant, Bobby G. Rice, and Miss J. So now let's close off the show with my debut single, Teenage Girl. We're still working on our next song, Practice Boyfriend, but until then, we still have this amazing, wonderful song that you can hear. Here we go. I hope you like it.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, and thank you to everybody who's called in.
Yes.
Hope you had as much fun tonight as we did. Special thanks to Alan for keeping us running every single day. We appreciate all that you do.
Yes.
And Peanut. We'll send you Peanuts. Okay.
All right. Yes. Thank you all so much. Now, here is my song, Teenage Girl. Check it out.
Have a great weekend. Here we go.
Bye.